Okay, last time we set the setting of a Fanaynecha, Fanaynechtan. We saw the opinions of Rabba and of Rava as to whether, at least according to Rashi, that we're dealing, according to Rabba, with an objective problem, and according to Rava, with a subjective fear of Irur HaBaal. And then we had a very powerful question. We had two questions of Tosfos on Rashi. If it's an objective issue, why limit it to Lishma? There we saw three different approaches. But the second question was, if it's an objective issue, my nafkamina, who brings the get? Why should we have halachot that if the husband brings the get, there's no need for fananechta, fananechtam? It's an objective issue. And because of this problem, Tosfos took a step back from Rashi. And Tosfos learned that really Rabba and Rava are one and the same, that Chazal were choshish v'irur haba'al. The only question is, what would the Baal be ma'arer? Would he be ma'arer on the lushma of the get, or would he be ma'arer on the chasimos of the get? And we left Rashi with Tzorachi. And after Shir, Dr. Sanders, Pinchas, came over to me and pointed out that he, in his farm store, picked up, I'm quoting you, Pinchas, the Torah said out that Rav Asher Weiss put out a volume of his Chidushim on Maseches Gittin, and the first siman, he raises this question on Rashi, and he wants to say that there is another approach that he claims is the Ran, and that Rashi is really the Ran. I'm not sure that this is what the Ran is saying, and I'm certainly not sure that this is what Rashi is saying, but I'm quoting the name of Rav Asher Weiss. That he wants to say as follows. According to us, we have this polar machlokis between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi learns that Lafisha ein bekiyam lishma is an objective issue of choser yediyah v'chutz la'aretz, at least on the side of the balabatim. While according to Tosfos, no, the issue is one of irur habal, that really in chutz la'aretz stam safer the dayane migmar gemire, and that's the whole population. Anyone dealing with the get is migmar gemire, but rabbanan hu da'atzrich, rabbanan da'atzrich because of Irur Habal. The Rav Asher Weiss wants to say that there's a third sheet of the Ran. If you look over here in the Ran on Daf Aleph and Medeis, it's a very, very small keta. In the middle of the wide lines, there is this paragraph beginning with the words Ubedinhu. That over there, the Ran seems to summarize the sheetot. And he says, in the last line of that paragraph, the itzruch nami, the requirement of fanenachta fanenachtav, is aliba de rabba, lemechash shema lo nichtav lishma, im yavo haba'al v'ya'arer. That the Ran over here seems to be poseach al shtei hasifim. That we have an objective issue, Shema lo nichtav lishma, if the Baal is ma'arer on that factor. Namely, that the issue, according to where Rabbi Asher Weiss understands this Keta in the Ran, is objective. There's a certain percentage of Amaratzim in Chutz La'aretz. However, until the Baal raises the issue, until the Baal opens him the Pandora's box, Chazal aren't going to be choshesh for this issue because it's a miyut, a miyut. But once the Baal raises the issue, then Chabal are going to be choshish. Namely, that you require the catalyst of the Baal to create a leidas hasafek, and then we have then Chazal are going to worry about the objective problem that really is out there. Namely, it's a sort of an in-between shita. And so he wants to say that this is also this is what Rashi means, even though Rashi doesn't say it, and that's why if the Baal brings the get, there's no chash he's going to raise the latest hasafik, and the moment he doesn't raise the latest hasafik, even if we have an objective problem, Chazal aren't going to be choshish for it. So, yeah?
Almost like Tosfos and Amar Aleph.
Yeah, but Tosfos and Amar Aleph was speaking about Yavo Habal V'Ya'arer on the level of Mezuyaf. Here he wants to, and Mezuyaf is something which is not an objective issue. It's, you know, it's a rare bird anywhere. But over here he wants to say that this is Dafka. That we have an objective problem of lishma to a certain degree in Chutz La'aretz, but Chazal aren't going to raise it unless the Baal opens it up.
Would lishma be like a category mezuyah?
No. Lishma and mezuyah are two different things. Mezuyah means that someone is doing something illegally. Lishma is someone is doing something not halachically. These are two different issues. Not, not a, I mean, legally means everything. Like even Bnei Noach realized that you're dealing over here with fire stick playing around. Okay, let's move over though into the next section of the Gemara. Ula Rabba, the fifth line of the Gemara. Ula Rabba de Amar Lefisha Ein Bekiyin Lishma. Again, we have an issue. We have an issue of Lishma. Either this issue of Lishma is because of Choser Yediyah, or because of it's Irur Habal, or it's some sort of a combination of Irur Habal and Choser Yediyah. We have this problem. Maybe the get in front of us is a non-halachic get. Liboi Trey Midi Dehavi Akol Aduyos Shebatara. So the Gemara asks, we should need two Edim to validate this get. Why should we need two Edim to validate this get? Midi Dehavi Akol Aduyos Shebatara. What is the Gemara's working assumption currently? That, well, in other words, that whenever you have a suffix, you have to mevarer the suffix. Classically, the Torah says, Al pishnayim edim o shlosha edim yokum davar. Classic birur of a suffix is via shnayim edim, and therefore we need a classic birur, that this suffix is no different than any other suffix. If we really have an issue, should the fanei nechtav and fanei nechtav of the shliach be sufficient? So Gemara then moves, says, no, eid echad ne'eman bi'isurim. What over here was the change of direction? I mean, what over here is the Gemara telling us? What did the Gemara think in the first place, and what is the Gemara telling us over here? Yes? Let's start off by you know, it's defining the parameters of Riboi Trey. And what over here is this new principle of Eidechad Ne'eman V'Isurim. Riboi Trey, we said, is based on the Pasuk, Al Pishnayim Edim Yakum Davar, that whenever we have a requirement of Yakum Davar, we need two Edim. A requirement of Yakum Davar, where does this take place? In Beis Din. Right? In other words, that when we have to be Mevara something in Beis Din, then you require two Edim. Rashi, the sugya that we have over here, I pointed out to you, is brought in Yevamos. We'll see in a minute the Rashi in Yevamos. The Rashi in Chulin, where this is also quoted, doesn't use the word Bezdin, but pretty much implies that that is the realm of Al Pishnayim Edim Yakum Davar. The Rashi says, Lo Hiskiku Lahamid Edim B'Davar, V'lo hitzrichu Torah edim, elo ga'onesh mamon o misas bezdin. Onesh mamon and misas bezdin. These are things that a bezdin is in control of. And so in a bezdin we have such a requirement. However, there is what appears to be another track of what the Gemara over here calls Eid Echad Ne'eman V'Isurim. How would we define this track in as opposed to the track of Liboi Trey? The Trey are offering to us what? What? Edus. And this one individual? Igloi Milsa is one phrase. What's the phrase the Gemara is giving us? Ne'emanus. That we have Edus and we have Ne'emanus. Edus is a formality where you require two, you require a Bezdin, etc. But we have another track called Ne'emanus. This Lechora is obvious from the formulation of the Rambam in Perek, in Hey of Hilchos Edus, Halacha Aleph. There the Rambam says something that raises one's eyebrows. The Rambam says at the beginning of Perek Hey, Ein chotchim din min hadinim al pi eid echad, lo bedinei mamonos, velo bedinei nefashos, etc. Then the Rambam continues halacha beis. Bishnei mekomos ha'mina Torah eid echad. Besota shelotishte meimarim. Ubeegla arufa shelotei oreif. Kamoshe biyarnu. Vechein midivrehem. Veedus isha shiyoid lo shemeis ba'ala. Period. What's missing in the Rambam? What happened to Eidechad Neman Bisurin? But the Shnei Mekomo Semina Torah Eidechad. We have a Din B'chol HaTorah Kula of Eidechad Neman Bisurin. But the Rambam, that's more in Hilchos Eidus. Right? Hilchos Eidus deals with Eidus. Eidus is in Beis Din. In Beis Din, that's where we have the Sota, that's where we have the Egla Arufa, that's where we have Eidus Isha, Shemes Baila. Masha Enkein, as to whether a chicken is kosher or treif, that's nothing to do with Eidus. That's in a chinami. One individual is believed, but that's not in din of Eid Echad. That's not He'emina Torah Eid Echad. That's a separate halacha of Ne'emanus, of Eid Echad Ne'eman B'Isuris. Now, this is a very, very nice track, and certainly we'll solve a lot of problems if we have such a track, but what's the makor for such a track? How do we know Eid Echad Ne'eman B'Isuris? Malchi Shnayim Eidim O'Shalosh Eidim Yokum Davar. That's the source of Eidus. What's the source of this track of Alpishnayim, excuse me, of Eid Echad Ne'eman B'Isurim? What's the Svara of Rashi?
That everyone eats at everyone's house, you eat in your own house.
So this is where I sent you to Rashi in Yevamos at the beginning of the Perek Ha'isha Rabbah. The Rashi says, "The I lav hachi, were we not to have a principle of ne'emanus, ein lecha adam ochel mishal chaveiro, ein lecha adam somech al b'nei beito, dine kashrus would be not highly impossible. Not just the question of what sort of hashgach you have in a hotel, but how do you eat? In other words, your wife tells you, but your wife, in other words, is one individual, and she's generally not, the woman's not kosher for ages." And even if we're going to say that for some reason over here women do the kosher, we need two, and you don't always have two in the kitchen, v'chule v'chule, and our kosher meat's going to cost twice as much, because you're going to need a shochet plus another eight aside from the shochet. In other words, you're going to double your workload, v'chule v'chule. So actually, al pi svara. Al pi svara, ilav hachi ein lacha adam ochel mishel chaveiro, ein lacha adam somech al b'nei beiso. Rashi in Chulin seems to say that it's gzeras hakosev, that it's built on psukin. Rashi over there says, the chol yachid v'yachid he'emanto Torah v'zavachta mibekorcha omitzonecha. Lashon yachid v'zavachta, not v'zavachtem. It's mashma that the shochet alone is neman. V'shochat es ben habakar. V'ach le'kohenim al yodo. We have one individual doing the shchita, and everyone is being somech on it. V'lo hiskiko lahamid eidim bedavar. V'chule v'chule. I'm not, in other words, whether we have over here two deos in Rashi, or whether this is an asmachta, it's unclear, but usually Rashi's sheet is quoted as being a svara. Okay, so we have then over here this svara that the shliach is neman, because we have a principle of eidecha neman bisur. We're not dealing over here with a bezdin, we're not dealing over here with a classic formal birur, we're dealing over here with an isur where it's enough to have nemanus. Gemara says, Eimur da'amrinan eidecha neman bisurim, gon chaticha safek shel chela safek shel shuma. Dilo is chazek isura. Aval hocha dis chazek isura de eishes ish. And then we have a phrase. Avahavi devar sher be'er v'vein devar sher be'er v'pachos mishnayim. The question is whether we have a girsa of ihave or it's simply have. Let's assume Rashi's girsa. Rashi has the girsa of have. Not the have. This also has the girsa of have. Namely, the Gemara over here now asks two questions. We wanted to say that the reason the shliach is ne'eman is because we have this track of ne'emanus, and we use the track of ne'emanus. What's the problem with using the track of ne'emanus? I'll start off with one stage by stage. What's the problem with using the track of ne'emanus? It's limited. We have, it's limited to cases of lo ischazek isura, and here we're dealing with a situation of ischazek isura. A. B, we can't use the track of ne'emanus even were it not to be limited, because we have gzeras hakasav of davar davar, al pishnayim eidim yokum davar, matzah ba'ervas davar, that the Torah specifically takes this world of ishus and puts it into the first track, not into the second track, puts it into the track of edus, not into the track of not into the track of ne'emanus. That lechora is the way I think that Rashi and Tosfos are both learning over here the sugya. Why do you need over here two different questions? Why over here would it not be sufficient? In other words, which question lechora is stronger? I'm going to start off the other way around. Sorry. What is the background of, according to Tosfos, of the second question of Have a Davar Shebe'er? We pointed out that we have this track of Ne'emonos, which is limited to cases of Lo Ischazik Isura. But in Ischazik Isura, we can't use that track. What does Tosfos point out? Have a Davar Shebe'er. Haide Noket Davar Shebe'er. Tosfos says, Mishum de Be'isha Rabba Bechol Isura Kegon Teva Lehekdesh Vekonamos Mesafkalon Imehem and Afilu Be'ischazik Isura V'lav V'yado Olo. That this requirement, this limitation of Ischazik Isura is not L'kulei Alma. That there are deos in the Gemara, that even in cases of Ischazik Isura, even in cases of Lav V'yado, Bechol Zod Eidecha Neman V'Isurim, so we have to come on to Davar Shebe'erva Ve'in Davar Shebe'erva Pachos Mishnayim. But if we have this din of Davar Shebe'erva, so why bring in then Ischazik Isura? In other words, if we have Gzeres HaKasuf, that Davar Shebe'er requires two, who cares about the second track? Whether it is in Ischazik or it's not in Ischazik, it's Davar Shebe'erva.
So you say it's only Davar Shebe'erva?
That, again?
You can say that Davar Shebe'erva is only talking about when you're Asurah somebody, not Masurah.
That may be, but in other words, I would deal with our sugya per se. In other words, the question of being matir and being osir, generally spoken about where Eid Echa Neman Bisurim is. And we have a Tosus in Kedushin that Eid Echa Neman Bisurim was only said to be matir, not to be osir. Not by Davar Shebe'erva, but by Eid Echa Neman Bisurim. But in our sugya, in other words, what assumption is the Gemara over here making that we're calling this Davar Shebe'erva? And what alternative way is there of learning? What's the classic Davar Shebe'erva? What's the classic Eidus Davar Shebe'erva? On a woman, that she was Mizana. That's the question. Do we have two Eidim that a woman was Mizana? Do we have two Eidim that a woman is a Penuya, in other words, or is she an Eishas Ish, v'chule, v'chule? What over here is our question? What's our issue currently? On the get. Was this get written Lishma? In other words, this here is an open question as to whether, if we're dealing with the nature of the get, whether this is considered to be Davar Shebe'erva. Everyone would agree that if you had a question as to whether a certain sandal would be good for chalitza or not good for chalitza, so whether this is called a na'al or not, then you wouldn't need two eidim, right? In other words, because it's a side issue. Everyone would agree that if we're dealing with the status of the woman, that's certainly Davar Shebe'erva. Here, we're dealing with some in-between category, where on one hand we're dealing with the get, on the other hand this get is creating issues, so therefore the Gemara hedges its sizes. We have two problems over here. A, we have a problem of using the principle of Eidecha Neman Bisurim because maybe it's limited to cases of Lo Ischazik Isura. And B, even if you want to say that our situation that Eidecha Neman Bisurim is not limited, we have a issue of Davar Shebe'erva. Between these two, we're back to our two, and the Gemara wants to come to a different approach that we already saw, that really we have a miut de miut, Rabbanan hu de istrich, and we're dealing with a situation that doesn't require a full-fledged birur. Okay, in any case, that appears to be the framework of the sugya according to the girsa of Rashi and Tosos. The Ran links everything with his girsa of dihave davar shebe'erva, but in other words, Rashi and Tosfos understood over here as being two stages. However, when we move over to Rashi himself, Rashi introduces a lot of examples that appear to be going in two different directions. Let's look into Rashi. Umeshani Eidecha Neman Bisurim, Harei Hamina Torah Kol Echad V'Echad MiYisrael, Al Hafrash Astruma, Al Shchita, Al Nikur Hagid, and similarly, Nikur of the Chelev. And since we have this principle of Eidecha Neman Bisurim, let's apply it also to the get. And then the Rashi continues, but here we have an issue of Ischazik Isura B'Hach Yisisa Isur Eishas Ish. Rashi then looks back at his examples and says, Umitevel Ushrita Lo Gamrinan La, Kida Amrinan B'Yevamos, So, of course, if we pointed out that Klal Yisrael are Ne'eman, every individual Jew, on Shchita and Hafrashas Truma, I over there also, it's Iskazek Isura. The Hosam biyadol letaknan. The Fikach Ne'eman lohaid aleihem. So, here, I think we're going to have to deal with two issues, my humble opinion. The one that we'll deal with in greater length would be, what is this din of biyado? How does biyado affect Ischazek Isura? But before that, Rashi previously gave three examples. Hafrashas Truma, Shchita, Nikur Hagid v'Hachelev. Rashi here says, two of those three examples are situations of Ischazek Isura. Tevel and Shchita. Nikur Hagid, according to Rashi, appears not to be an issue of Ischazek Isura. What's the difference between Tevel, Shchita, and Nikur Hagid? Tevel, we have a pre-existing status quo of Isur. Shchita, we have a pre-existing status quo of Isur. Eiver Menachai, Eino Zavuach, we have a status of Isur. In Gid, we have a previous status of Isur. We want to say that we have changed, the aid is being made, that the status was changed. That there is no longer Tevel, we have now Chulin. There's no longer a din of Eiver Menachai and Zavuach, we have Behema Shluta. There's no longer a Gid or Chelev, it was removed. So why are the first two issues of Ischazek Isura? Why does Rashi have to deal with them in terms of the Yado? And the third one, Rashi doesn't put in that category of Ischazek Isura. You can blow up an animal and you're not going to have a problem with shchita. And then, you can get rid of a problem by taking the animal and tossing it off the cliff. So now we don't have a problem of eino zavuach. But we want to know, is the hindquarter mutter? Not is the front of the animal mutter. Our question is, is the hindquarter of the animal mutter? That's the din of nikur hagid. Yes, Mishalom? So over here, those of you who learned Yoredeya and learned Hilchos Malicha already know that we have a machlokes between the Shach and the Taz exactly on this issue. So I'll just give you the background for those who haven't yet learned Yoredeya. In Hilchos Malicha, in Simon Samach Tes, we have a Taz who brings a Maisa. Taz is in Sifkatan Kaf Dalet. Maisa Bori Yadeno, Veisha Achas Shebishla Basar, Veshachacha Imocha Oso Tchila Olo. A woman cooked meat and forgot whether she had done Malicha before cooking the meat. Vehi Tarnu. The Taz was Matir. On what basis was the Taz Matir? The Lohavi Elasfeka Drabanon Ulekula. Let's assume worst case scenario, that she forgot to do malicha. She forgot to do malicha, that means that the meat is still full of blood. And she cooked it. Now this blood is dam shebishlo. Dam shebishlo is asur drabanan. So worst case scenario, we have over here an isur drabanan. But we have a suffix if we have an isur drabanan, because maybe she did do malicha. She's not sure if she did, and not sure she didn't. So sveika drabanan lekula. Right, so but the ikar of the Taz over here is Safek Drabanan Likula. The Shach over here goes ballistic in the Kudas HaKesef and says, how in the world can you say over here that we have a din of Sfeika Drabanan Likula? We have a problem of Ischazek Isura. We have over here a status, in other words, the Kol Hecha Ischazek Isura, Lo Amrinan Sfeika Drabanan Likula. That we have later on in Siman Kuf Yud, a whole kuntras of Sfeik Sfeika, and the Taz at the end of kuntras Sfeik Sfeika gives a whole list of rules, and one of the rules is that when we have Ischazek Isura, we don't apply Sfeika Drabanan Lekula. And here we're starting off with a piece of meat that was full of blood. Naturally, the piece of meat is full of blood. That's the status quo ante. If we're not sure if the blood is still there, so is chazik isura. How can you say sveka drabanan lekula if it's chazik isura? So the Taz didn't see the question of the Shach, but in the course of his paragraph, he wrote, v'lo amrinan uki achazaka d'me'ikara, shelo hayesanu dacha. This is not his chazik isura. What kind of machokis is this? We have machokis in the Shach and the Taz as to whether a piece of meat, which naturally is full of blood, is his chazik isura or it's not his chazik isura. What's the machlokes? I mean, the chora, that was the previous status quo. The meat began full of blood. The question is, was the blood removed? So this, as she points out, this is exactly our issue. Namely, the classic concept of ischazik isura means that we had a chalos shem isur. A woman was an eshes ish. An animal is eno zavuach. We have a situation of that which grows is tevel. We have a chalos shem isur. And our question is that chalos shem isur still around or not? So then we say ischazik isur. If we have a suffix, we can't apply the rule sveka drabanan lekula because ischazik isur. However, over here, we have no chalos shem isur on the meat. The meat is the meat, and the blood is the blood. The blood was usur to begin with, and the blood is always going to remain usur. The meat is mutter. The question is, did this meat absorb the blood? There's no previous status quo. Namely, our status quo is on a metzius. There's a metzius that there was blood over here. Is that called ischazik isura? That we have a status, when you have a status quo on a fact, on an aspect of nature, is that called a status quo? Or does a status quo only mean when you have a halachic status, when you have a halachic chaloshem? The Taz understands that when we have a halachic status, osur, right, then that's ischazik isura. But if it's simply a metzius, that there happened to have been blood in the equation, that's not called an ischazik isura. Mashen ken, according to the Shach, since there's ramifications to the blood being here, namely that if you cook it without malicha, the blood is going to go into the meat, that's also called ischazik isura. That's what we have over here by Nikur Hagid. And this machlokes between the Shach and the Taz in terms of Malicha is really paralleled by a machlokes that they both have in terms of Nikur Hagid, namely that they have machlokes exactly on this factor in Siman Kuf Kaf Zayin in Yoredeya. The Ramah the Mechaber and Siman Kuvkav Zayin Gimel Paskins Eid Echad Ne'eman B'Yisurim. Paskins our Gemara Eid Echad Ne'eman B'Yisurim. The Ramah says, however, V'kol Dovar. Sorry, the lowest Chazek Lo Leheter V'Lo Leisur Eid Echad Ne'eman Alav. Right, that we apply this principle in a situation of lowest Chazek Yisura. V'kol Hechad Dischazek Dovar B'Yisur. Then aid ain ha aid ne'eman alav lahatiro. Elin ken haya biyadav latakno. He quotes our Rashi, but he gives two examples of kohecho dischazik dover beisur kagon tevel. Then he continues o chatichat basar she'ena menukeret. And the Taz basically asks on the Ramah pe kadosh ech yomar dover kazeh tamhani al pe kadosh shamar ken. How could the Ramah, with all of this kedusha, has said that basar she'ena menukar is the case of ischazik isura? Ma pitom? Ischazik isura is dafka betevel. Haya isur bevadai kulo le'echol kodem hatikun. You had a chalos shem isur on the entire produce. That's considered to be ischazik isura. Velo haya shum heter hatikun b'chol hakri. But zemrin kevin she'ischazik isura. That ain't echad neman lehotzia mecheskoso leheterah. Avol basar she'ena menukar. You had a gid and you had basar. The gid was always usur and will remain usur. The basar was always mutter and will basically remain mutter unless you're going to cook it with the gid. But currently you have a metzius of a gid. You have a metzius of the gid. And the question is, was the gid removed or was it not removed? That's nothing to do with this Chazik Isura. Comes along the Shach over there in the Nekudos HaKesef.
Who was Tama al-Tama
Lama? The Taz, Sivkat on Vav. The Nekudos HaKesef of the Shach says, Lo kosha midi, the chatichas basar shena menukeres, domi letevel. Ki hechi the tevel kodem tikuno kulo asar, v'chulei, hua din chatichas shena menukeret, kodem hanikur, quote, kulo asar, v'tchazek isura b'hai chaticha, mali mishkan sofek isar, sofkof v'tchazek isura. That if this is going to remain in the meat is going to become asar. So even though currently it's only a mitzius, we view it as a chazek isura in terms of the ramifications that are going to come from it being here. Only when you're going to be mevashal it, right? Then you're going to have a problem of nesinas kam and benino v'chulei. That the sugi deals with in Gid Hanoshe. The Rashi over here, the fact that he gives first three examples, and on two of them he raises the issue of his chazik isura, tevel and shchita. Rashi would seem to be going like the Taz, right, as opposed to the Shach. Be'etzem, again, those who are learning, neither with me. Ein kol chadash tachas shemesh. This is machokas rishonim. In other words, everyone calls machokas the Shach and the Taz. It's machokas rishonim here. Rashi is unclear, so you begin to look around the rishonim. How did they learn Rashi? How did they see Rashi? So if one opens up the Tosos Harosh al Atar says black and white. That. Avo minikur hagid v'hachelev, maisi shapir ra'aya, de, I'm sorry. In other words, he points out that the Rashi gives three examples, hafrashas truma, shtita, and nikur hagid, and he says tevel and nikur hagid are problematic rayos because there is chazik isura. Avo minikur hagid v'hachelev, maisi shapir ra'aya. That this is different. This is a different category. This is not a chazik isura. That's a Tosas Harosh. Masha'en came the Ritva al Atar. He says, "V'yesh lomar." He asked the question. We have this problem of ischazik isura. V'yesh lomar shiny shchita v'nikur habasar shebiyado letake. V'kol shebiyado letake na lafagav ischazik isura dechad neman. Namely, the Ritva puts all three together: shchita, tevel, and nikur hagid. While the Tosas Harosh says, "No, tevel and shchita are ischazik isura. Nikur hagid is not ischazik isura." So, to put it in chronological order, the Taz is like the Tosos Harosh, and the Shach is following in the footsteps of the Ritva. Rashi is mashma like the Tosos Harosh's understanding, that Rashi appears to only ask on two, not on all three. Okay, so that's the easy part. But the question is, what is Biyado Letaken? What is Biyado Letaken? We have a situation of Let's take our example. We have a behema pre-shchita. A behema pre-shchita has the status of Eber Ben Achai, and according to the day of the Riva in Tosos, in Shavuos and Daf Kaf Dalet, there's an Easter assay of Eno Zavuach. Someone were to eat an animal before shchita, leaving aside the problem of Eber Ben Achai, he would be over an Easter assay of Eno Zavuach. V'zavachta v'achalta. Without shchita, you shouldn't eat. So we have two isurim sitting on the head of this animal. Someone shechs the animal, and he sneezes in the middle of the shchita. We have a suffix if he was shoher, if he paused as he was shechting. Had he been shoher, the animal is nevela. If he was not shoher, the animal is kshera. What's the halacha? Can you eat the meat of the animal? Can you not eat the meat of the animal? No, who learned Yeridaya? Can you not?
Guess, no.
What?
I would guess no.
You can't. We have over here a suffix, And right. Ischazik Isura tells us that this animal is not just Safik Nevela, this animal is Vade Nevela. I biyadol etaken. No one brings in biyadol etaken. That's an irrelevant factor. Ischazik Isura we apply whenever we have a Safik. Let's say we have a person who goes to a mikveh. And he comes out of the mikveh, and then someone says, you know, that mikveh was refilled this morning, not sure there are buying saw. Right? And then someone pours water into the mikveh, and there's no way of knowing whether there was or there wasn't arbayin sa. What's the status of that individual? He's tamei vadai. He's vadai tamei. He had an ischazik isur. Before he went into the mikveh, he was tamei. We're not sure if the mikveh was metayer him. So we go back to his previous status. I biyado letaken. Right? He could be tova. But biyado letaken doesn't change the fact that ischazik isura turns every suffik isur into a vadai isur. So here we have a question. If we're dealing with an animal, do we say Eidecha Neman Bisurin? If we're dealing with Tvila, do we say Eidecha Neman Bisurin? If we're dealing with Tevel, do we say Eidecha Neman Bisurin? In the world of Safek, we view this as Ischazik Isura. So we didn't say Biyadu Letake, but that doesn't affect the din of Safek. Why should it affect the din of Ne'emanus? Namely, either we have a Chazaka or we don't have a Chazaka. Why should Biyadu Letake affect, you know, Ischazik Isura generally has fallout in two areas. It has fallout in the area of Safek. And in the case of Ischazik Isura, we say that if we have a Safek, it's Vada Yasser. And it applies in the world of Eid Echa. That we say that Ischazik Isura, that ain't no Nema. So now we come along and say, if it's Biyodo Latakein, then the Eid Echa is Nema. But we don't say if it's biyadu letaken that we go back to saying it's only safek usur, not vada yasur. Why should biyadu work over here? Why should biyadu change this and biyadu doesn't change this? That's our problem. Namely, it's clear from Rashi that if we have a case of biyadu letaken, then ischazik isur is neutralized. Ischazik isur is neutralized in a case of biyadu letaken. That's why we can say that there are three cases of Eidecha Neman Bisurim. Hafrashas Truma, because Biyado takes away the problem of Ischazik Isura. Shchita, Biyado takes away the problem of Ischazik Isura. Nikar Hadin, and I tell you that there was never a problem of Ischazik Isura to begin with. Those are three cases we say Eidecha Neman Bisurim. Two out of the three we say Eidecha Neman Bisurim because Biyado neutralizes Ischazik Isura. On that same object, if we have from a supuk, whether the Easter still is there or not, we don't say biyado takes it away. So why, in the case of Safek, do we view Ischazik Isura as remaining, even though it's biyado? And in the case of Ne'emanos, we say that because it's biyado, that takes away the status of Ischazik Isura. What is biyado doing over here? How does it fit in? Yes?
So I don't fully understand the question, because for a Sufik, then that's Bali 8. I mean, if we had an 8 out, then it wouldn't be a Sufik anymore.
Right.
So I don't see the parallel.
The question is there a, in other words, does this status quo ante, is it still there in cases of Biyado, or is it not there in cases of Biyado? The case of Tevel is the case of Biyado. The case of Shchita is the case of Biyado. We'll see later on that maybe Nida is also a case of Biyado. These are cases of Biyado. So we say that because these are cases of Biyado, therefore we ignore Ischazik Isura in terms of Ne'emanus. But when we have a Safek, we don't ignore the Ischazik Isura even though it's Biyado. Either should Biyado neutralize the Ischazik Isura or not neutralize the Ischazik Isura? What over here, why are we saying that Biyado neutralizes Ischazik Isura only in realm X and not in realm Y? What's the difference between realm X and realm Y? Yes?
Yeah, but I think what Daniel's saying is that it's more obvious that Ischazik Isura can't be fixed by a case of Safek because it's more intensely Ischazik Isura. Once you have someone, at least one person telling us, no longer a Safek, by whatever the case could be, there is an aid out there telling us that the case leans one way, right? So it's not equal. It's not fair to put Safek and Vada Yisr, to put Safek and knock it out with Vada Yisr and Eid Echad, because Eid Echad has much more power
Okay, let's flesh. I agree with you 1,000%. Let's flesh out what you're saying. Yes.
The Yodel can take away yourself. You can't say about self and yoga. What's the yoga that the mikvah was like this or struggle? That's not the yoga. In the Sakhir and Ruhu, it's nothing will be right with this God and this guy.
Okay, let's just take it step by step. What you're pointing out, and what you're all pointing out, so you want to add something or second the motion? Okay. Is that when we have a suffix, so we have rules of how to be machriya sfeikot, and one of the main rules of how to be machriya suffix is by going back to status quo ante. We're not sure whether the previous status remained or didn't remain, so we assume that the previous status remained until we know otherwise. You're also pointing out that, properly, that when our question you're also pointing out that when we have an aide coming and telling us that something is a certain way, that's not a suffix, because we have this testimony, we have this ne'emanus, and therefore we don't care about the previous status. What I'm asking you is, why is that only if it's biyado? Namely, if you want to say that in the case of tevel, shtita, nida, etc., that because someone is coming and telling us, let's say we have a situation of tevel, namely that someone gives me his apartment for Shabbos, and I go in and I see this food in the refrigerator. I don't know if he was mafrish trumos and maestros yet, so I knock on the door of the neighbor and I say, do you know if he was mafrish trumos and maestros? And the neighbor tells me, sure, he was mafrish trumos and maestros. Can I eat the food? No. It's his chazik isura. It was tevel. The neighbor can't be mafrish trumos and maestros. It's not the yodo. He's not neman. Why? Because it's chazik isura. Namely, that we say that if a neighbor were to tell me, then he's not neman. If I were to call up the person of the house and say, I saw some food in the refrigerator, were you mafrish trumos and maestros? He says, yes. Then, since it's biyado, he is ne'eman. So what I'm asking over here is, why do we say that it's chazik isura in terms of ne'emanus is totally in biyado or not biyado? When it comes to the world of safek, there biyado is irrelevant. Why is it a relevant factor over here? In other words, you're correct by saying that if we have ne'emanus, so then there's no chazik isura is irrelevant. But why is ne'emanus limited to biyado? What's the connection between ne'emanus and biyado? Safek is not connected to biyado. Why should ne'emanus be connected to biyado? Yes?
Maybe you can say that biyado is sort of a mirror of what this person is telling us. Meaning, biyado is giving us a reason to believe in. So if it's not the ne'emanus, we say, okay, the ne'emanus of an eidah.
You're in the right direction, but sharper. Who, in other words, go back to the source of the Nemonos of Eidecha. What's the source of the Nemonos of Eidecha? Svar. What's the Svar? Okay.
Svar that emails. The kind of Taras Niku.
What's the Svar?
Svar that if we wouldn't have this situation, so then nobody would be able to give anybody else an
answer. And so who was the Torah Ma'amin? No, don't put in Yodav Lasakin yet. The Torah does what's the same thing about Yodav Lasakin. The Torah was ma'amin whom?
The Baal.
The Torah was ma'amin the Baalim in order that people be able to eat mishalo. That's Rashi's Svara, that a guest should be able to eat from the Baal HaBayis Ein lecha adam misareach etzel bal habayis. If we don't assume that the Torah was ma'amin the bal habayis. Question is, how do you define a bal habayis? Who's a bal habayis? So we have a concept of a bal habayis in terms of dinei mamonos. Who owns it? That's a bal habayis. But that is an irrelevant factor over here. Who owns it? The dinei mamonos. Our factor is over here. Who's the bal habayis? That's the biyadar. The makes him the relevant bailim. Once he is the bailim, when we have the svara of Eidecha Neman Bisurim. If he's not a bailim, then we go back to Pishnayim Edim Yakum Davar. Then the whole makar of Eidecha Neman Bisurim, according to Rashi, is a svara to allow individuals to eat from someone else, to allow an individual to eat in his home. So who has a nemanus? The bal habayis. How do we define the bal habayis? This is nothing that I'm saying. This is what a Rishon says. Look in the Rush. Open the Rush to Perek He. The Rush in Perek He, that's where he gives the rules of Eidecha Neman Bisurim. We would look for it over here in Perek Aleph, but the Rush gives them in Perek He. In Perek He, Siman Ches. You have it after Nundalin Amid Beis. And there, the Rosh says, Yesh Yud Dalet Chilukim B'Ne'emonos B'Isurim. I have 14 principles that will give us, when you put these 14 principles together, this will flesh out for us the din of Eidechad Ne'emon B'Isurim. Look in principle number, you have it? In other words, it's the end of Sifkatan Hey. Sorry, Hey, Nachtet. The problem is simply in terms of the print in the Gemara. The end of Sifkatan Hey in the Rush in Perek Hey, Seif Hey, Siman Hey. In the end, you see Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet Hey Vav, right all the way through to. I'm sorry. Is it? It is Ches. I'm sorry. It is Ches. Okay. All the way through. So with the if you look in paragraph number Dalet, Siman. In other words, he says. Kol Adam Ne'emon al Shelo, afilu es chazik isura. Then, if you continue to where it says Yud Gimel, the last line of Yud Gimel is Elokevon debiyado letakno, or it's Yud Aleph. I'm sorry, Yud Aleph. Big little Yud Aleph. Ela kevan de biyado letakno have kiba alav. Kevan de yado letakno have kiba alav. Kol adam ne'emon al shelo. What is considered to be a case of shelo? How do we define shelo? Kevan de biyado letakno have kiba alav. So the moment that Rashi has his svara, namely Rashi over here is all lishitato. The moment over here that Rashi has his svara, that we have a din, that the Torah was mamin the bailim, in order that orchim be able to eat, then the question is simply, how do we find bailim? And we define bailim as biyado. Given this explanation, yes, I'm sorry.
So the case that Rabbi gave before with the bread and hevel,
yes,
technically it does have nemonos b'isurim.
If we're dealing, then we have to ask, can this neighbor be mafresh? And that depends in terms of hakpada back and forth. Namely, we'd have to see if it's biyado or not. But the biyado is the factor. The biyado over here is the factor. The shochet, it's not his animal, but it's biyado letaken. Right? He is the shochet, it's biyado letaken. It's not a question over here of who it belongs to, bedine mamonos. It's the question of who has the status of biyado. And biyado is not a din in biyado per se, like someone mentioned migo, or where else do we have a din of biyado? We have it in dine mamonos, that if I'm holding onto an object and I can sell it, right, then I have a unique ne'emonos. That's not the din over here of biyado. Look in Tosfos. Tosfos has an issue with the din of biyado in terms of Rashi's examples. Tosfos Dibur Hamaskil Eid Echad Ne'emon points out, that Ushkita, right after you have the parentheses of Yevamos da Pechesamid Aleph, ushchita af al gav da hashta ein biyadu letakno meikara haya biyadu lishchot. Diim lo ken amay nem on kevod nischazik isura. Right? That biyado, you know, it's currently this animal is shechted. What kind of biyado do we have to believe him and say, what are you going to say? He now could shecht it properly? Why should that be relevant to his chazek isura? But if we say biyado is simply a litmus test of bailus, to know that this is the individual Torah gave ne'amanus, doesn't have to be biyado currently. Even if it was biyado in the past, that's enough. We don't apply that such a biyado to dine mamanos. We don't apply such a biyado to the world of migo. And then Tosis continues, Umashanu somchim al hanoshim bishchita, afal pi she'en yodos hilcho shchita. So what kind of biyado do we have? Kevan she biyado lumod rishchot o rahaskir acherim sheyishchatu, have ki biyado dame. In other words, that we expand biyado to anyone who has control over setting the status of this animal. It means either currently they could shecht it, or they could have shechted it, or they could have learned Hilchos Shchita, or they could have hired someone to shecht it. All of that is biyado. This is not a category of biyado in the world of Migo. This is not a category that since I could have done it now, so believe me what I say. This is a din of bailus. I have enough control over this object that the Torah is giving me ne'emanus to be able to say what it is, and that neutralizes this chazik isura. Masha'enkin, if I'm not a bailim, then is chazik isura, we don't apply the principle of ne'emanus. Okay, it's a principle which is limited to individuals who have bailus.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Nachon.
Okay. In other words, we're assuming basically cheskas kashrus v'chulei. But the individual has to be an individual that we will view this as biyado, and biyado then gives the status of bailus, and bailus then we're able to apply the svara. This is all ibad Rashi. However, you all saw that there is a Rishon who disagrees with Rashi head on and holds that the din of Eidecha Neman Bisurim is not a svara of Nitareach Etzlo, but what's the makor of who is the Rishon I'm talking about? Tosfos. What's the makor of Eidecha Neman Bisurim according to Tosfos?
Nida.
Right, that's the Tosfos over here at the end of Eidecha, the first Eidecha. I'm sorry. Right. Uvim Tomar Umenolon Deidecha Neman Bisurim. Vieshlamar di alfinan minida the darshinan beperek hamadir v'safra la la'atzma. If we're learning from nida, isn't that a classic case of ischazik isura? And we just said that there's no din of eidecha nem isura in the case of ischazik isura. Yintomar imkein afilu ischazik isura. Vieshlamar de ena becheskas shetehiroa kol sha'a ukisha avru shiva tahora memela v'lo ischazik isura v'gam biyad olitbo. One of the most enigmatic lines in a Tosfos anywhere in Shas. What in the world is Tosfos saying over here? He asked the question, Ayat Ischazek Yisura. How did he answer his question?
That it's not
Ischazek Yisura. Why is it not Ischazek Yisura according to Tosfos?
Naturally one changes.
And therefore. And what's the Vigam Biyad Alitvol?
And upon that changing, or according to Marsha.
Okay. So we have over here a question as to how to read Tosfos. The Maharsha reads Tosfos as though Tosfos was the Rashba, which is not a bad reading of Tosfos and would certainly could fit into the words, but the Ramban read Tosfos differently. The Ramban also quotes Tosfos, but he reads Tosfos differently than the Maharsha. So let's start off with the Maharsha's reading of Tosfos. When Tosfos asked the question, "Ein nida ischazik isura," what was Tosfos referring to? What's the ischazik isura involved in nida? What isur are we referring to? So we have over here two parallel isurim. One is the mitzius of riyas dam, that as long as a woman is roa dam, she can't become tahora. Right? So we have in Eschazik Yisura, this woman can't become tahora as long as she's roa dam. And B, and she was roa dam, and she continues to be roa dam, so kanareh she'll continue to be roa dam. We have Eschazik Yisura. And B, what other Eschazik Yisura do we have? That riyas dam, even the first tipa, made her tmeah, and that status of tuma continues until she's going to go to the mikvah. So we have over here a double ischazik isura. We have ischazik isura in terms of the mitzius, the physical mitzius of ro adam, and which is not, you know, the same as saying that we have a gir hanasha. In other words, that the re'iyas dam over here is that which is bringing about a continual tuma, and B, we have the original status of tuma that's going to continue even if the riyas dam were to cease. Only if she were to go to the mikveh, that would remove that tuma. So we have over here a double ischazik isura. So Tosus has to deal with these two, and he deals with them separately.
Why is the first one ischazik isura?
So that's Tosus's first answer. That ischazik isura is only something which is going to continue, something which is also lehishtanot. No women see dam constantly. It's a cycle. So since we're dealing with a cycle, it's Asei Rishtanot, that's not Ischazik Yisura. That's the Tosus begins. That's what Tosus is saying. De'eino b'cheska shetehe roa kol sha'a. That this is not a chazaka. If we were dealing with an issue of a river flowing, so the river, we'll assume, will flow and flow and flow until Yemos HaMashiach, the river is going to continue to flow, and that's considered to be a chazaka. That if someone says he crossed the river, and this river was constantly flowing, and it's impossible to cross the river when it's flowing, so he's a liar, because we have his Chazik Yisura. That's the Gemara in Bava Metzia, that someone said, you know, you give someone a chamor, and the chamor dies, and you ask him, where did you drive it? And he says, I went through Nahar Pekod, and he couldn't go through Nahar Pekod. Nahar Pekod is Mississippi. What do you mean, went through Nahar Pekod? He couldn't go through it. So then we say that Kanere, he took the donkey somewhere else, and he was Poshea v'chulei v'chulei. Now we have a case of Anan Sadeh, of an Eschazik Yisura, that we have a status quo that we assume is ongoing. But by a woman, that's not the situation. Ein isha roa dam kol sha'a. She's not going to constantly see. So therefore, even though it's not biyada at all to determine when she's going to stop and when she's not going to stop, and you know, anyone who's married knows the frustration of a woman that it's not biyada. It's not biyada at all. It's min hashamayim when it's going to stop. Could be 5 days, could be 6 days, could be 7 days. You know, it's not biyada at all, but it's going to stop at some point. So that's already, even though it's not biyada, that's not called the ischazik isura. Aye, what about the status of tuma, which is only going to be changed by going to mikvah? Shouldn't that status be ischazik isura? So here Tosus points out, that's biyada. In other words, v'gam biyada bitbol. Namely, that Tosus is learning over here all the dinim of eid echad and bisurim from this one pasuk. One din of eid echad neman bisurim is it's only if it's a real ischazik. Only if it's, sorry, one din is only if we have a case where it's not ischazik isura. If it's not ischazik isura, like we have an isur shasi lishtana, it's not ischazik isura, we'll say eid echad neman bisurim even if it's not biyada. And when we have a case of ischazik isura, then it's only going to be eid echad neman bisurim if it's biyada. So the two sides of eid echad neman bisurim that Rashi learned them out from Svara, Tosus learns them both out from this Gzeras HaKosas. This is the Maharsha, and this is the Rashba. The Rashba says it's black on white. It could be. However, the Ramban reads Tosus differently. Let's just read Tosus in the eyes of the Ramban. Or maybe a different girsa. Yes, Sana.
On Maharsha, would Rashi say then in the case of Re'iyas Dam? Because according to Rashi, you still need double like the other talk. So there is no such thing in the case of Re'iyas Dam.
In other words, the Rashi could agree that a chazaka shasi lishtanos is not a chazaka. Okay, listen to the Ramban. Ubetosfos tirtzu, the hasam. And the question is, how can you learn out eid echad neman bisurim? from Nida, I isn't Nida Schazek Isura. Ubitosis Tirtu de Hasan Biyada Letaken, Shetispor Vititbol, Af Alpi Shein Biyada Letaken Achshav, Im Roshamu Yameha, Mikoma Kom Yehola Hila Hamtin Rispor Vitbol, Vikosha Biyada Letaken, Erechod Neman, Af Algabdis Schazek Isura, Kedamrinan Biisha Rabba. How did the Ramban understand Tosfos? Kind of, he had a different girsa in Tosfos. But what was his, in other words, the problem was, we have his Chazik Yisura. The answer is, Tirtu Hasan biyada letaken shetispor v'titbol, afal pi she'im biyada letaken achshav, im roshamo yameha, mikomakom yochol lehila hamtin v'lispor v'litbol. The kol shebiyado letaken edechad neeman. Do we view a chazaka she'atida lehishtanos as ischazik isura or not?
Yeah.
According to the Ramban,
yeah.
It is ischazik isura, even though it's osid lehishtanos, but it wasn't mishtana. In other words, our status quo ante, the last time we saw this woman was she was roadam. Therefore, she has a status of ischazik isura mitzad the riyasdam. She's ischazik isura, not like the Marsha and the Rashba. She is Ischazik Yisura. Can she do anything about the Riyas Dam? No, it's a Metzias. She's not in charge of Riyas Dam. What can she do? Wait. She can wait. And by waiting, she will reach a stage where the Chazaka will be Mishtana, she'll count Zayin in the Kiyim, and she'll go to the Mikvah. What does Tosfos call that, according to the Ramban? That's biyada. Namely, again, that we have, this is not a classic biyada. But just as Tosfos previously said we could have a biyada in terms of what could have been in the past, or we have a biyada in terms of potentially what could be, were someone to learn Hilchos Shlita, or were someone to hire, you could have a biyada which is way in the future. And that biyada which is way in the future will already remove the Ischazik Yisura. Namely, the moment that we have this broad concept of biyada letaken, it could go not only backwards, it can go forward as well. So according to, as opposed to the Rashba who says that on the level of Re'iyas Dam there's no biyada, according to Tosfos, long range there is biyada, according to the Ramban. Long range there is biyada. Once long range there is biyada, so here we see that we learn out from the world of Nida, that even in cases of Ischazik Yisura, if biyada letaken in the broader sense, that's already, Torah already gave Ne'emonus. This is hard to explain in terms of being a balabas. There's no control, right? This is not something which is in the hands of the woman. But this, according to Tosfos, we're not dealing with the Sfarah. According to Tosfos, we're dealing with the Gzeras HaKosuv. Heim Amru v'Heim Amru. The Torah said that we have a problem of Ischazik Yisura. The Torah says that if we have this broad biyado, then we have a heter. That's the Safra La, that a woman is ne'emenet on the Sfira, even though she was in a status of Ischazik Yisura, we have over here biyado. Therefore, any case where you have Ischazik Yisura, we can apply biyado, and there's no biyado which is farther extreme than that of Nida. So this will include all the biyados previously. Yes?
When it's not Chazik Yisura and not biyado. According to the Rashi, he had a mokka for both cases. This is Chazik Yisura and biyado, Eilech and Amon. And if it's not Chazik Yisura and it's not biyado, we also have it.
Right.
For Ramban, we only have that, is it a kalachomer, is it a... If it's, Or somehow he equates it. Does he equate his chazik isura biyado with eno is chazik isura?
He understands that the biyado removes or neutralizes his chazik isura. So in any case, you don't have his chazik isura in the first place. But you're correct. That lacuna exists. Okay. That's the Tosfos according to the Ramban. We'll just end off that there are two more points. One is that the Ramban was not happy with the Gzeras HaKosuv from Nida. Eidechad Neman Bisurim. First he quotes Rashi that we have a Svara. Then he says, V'yesh Meforshim Mishum Dichsiv V'safra Lal Da'atzma. V'kashali Hasam Ischazik Isura Afilu Persanida Imo B'mita O she Yolda Soferes La'atzma V'nemenet Al Tfilasa V'dingmar V'nida Eidechad Neman Afilu Ischazik Isura Ela Shaini Hasam Mitoch she'ne'emenet al atzma, ne'emenet name leba'ala. Aval b'shar eduyos minala. Namely, as opposed to Tosfos, who dealt with the problem of Ischazik Yisura via biyada, The Ramban deals with this Chazik Isura in a different manner. He understands that Shaini Hasam, the Mitoch Sheneemenet al Atzma, Neemenet Name Le Ba'ala. That the Ramban understands that Vesafra La, Vesafra La is Exeras HaKosa, that she's Neemenet in terms of herself. Once she's Neemenet in terms of herself, even though it's Hischazik Yisura, she's Neemenet in terms of her husband. However, says the Ramban, in any other situation of Hischazik Yisura, in any other situation, we would not apply the Neemenet to a third party. V'yesh mefarshim mishum d'chsiv v'safra la le'atzma. Aye, we have Hischazik Isura. So, no, this is an exception. Mitoch she'ne'emenet al atzma, ne'emenet name le'ba'ala. Aval shar eduyot minalan. Now, the Ramban says, if we don't have the Sfar of Rashi, if all we have is this Gzeras HaKosov of a safra le'atzma, we would learn from this Gzeras HaKosov that a woman is ne'emenet for herself, and she's ne'emenet for her husband. However, in other situations where she would be ne'emenet for herself, she wouldn't be ne'emenet for a third party. Why? Because of Hischazik Isura. What's going on over here? What, in other words, if we say that we have a Gzeras HaKosov, that a nida is ne'emenet for herself to say she's tahora, she's ne'emenet to tell her husband that she's tahara. That's a given. However, if a woman is cooking in the kitchen, so she's ne'emenet for herself, but she wouldn't necessarily be ne'emenet for her husband. Why, in the case of Nida, would we say that because she's ne'emenet for herself, she's ne'emenet for her husband? But in the case of food, a woman tells her husband, I was mafrisha tevel, and we'd say, no, since tevel is chazik isura, you may be ne'emenet for yourself, you can't be ne'emenet for me. If we find by Nida that even if it's Chazik Yisura, she's ne'emenet for herself and for her husband, why distinguish between Nida to Tevel to Shchita v'chulei? According to the Ramban, the Gzeres HaKosov of Nida should be limited to Nida. In Nida we have Gzeres HaKosov, she's ne'emenet to herself, she's ne'emenet to her husband. In other areas she'd remain ne'emenet for herself. That we could not from Nida, that a person is ne'emenet for themselves on cases of Chazik Yisura, but they wouldn't be ne'eman towards anyone else. And that's why the Ramban doesn't hold of this drasha. The drasha is lacking. What is unique about Nida that we'd say that since she's ne'emenet for herself, she's ne'emenet for someone else? Ma she'ein kein, in all other isurim, even though she's ne'emenet for herself, she would not necessarily be ne'emenet for someone else.
Nida,
So in Tevel we're dealing with a stalk of corn. If she's eating from this stalk of corn, it's ne'emenet for her. Why can't her husband eat from the stalk of corn? It's the goof of the corn. If you're dealing with goof, it's the same goof. But you're barking up the wrong tree. It's not the question of the goof, but
she's impacted by his halakha.
Sharper. You're saying it.
But what's the point of it?
What does that mean? What do you mean it's a gavra issue? What is she ne'emenet? How does her ne'emanut impact on the relationship between her and her husband? If she's muteret to her husband, and it's the same maisa, it's one maisa bia, lo yitachen that this one maisa bia should be muter for her and also for her husband. So if she's muteret, that means that her husband is muter as well. But in terms of the corn, the fact that she eats from the left side of the corn doesn't give her husband to eat from the right side of the corn. Her ma'isa achila and his ma'isa achila are two ma'isim. So we have a gzeras hakosav, she's ne'emenet la'atzma. How do we know she's ne'emenet for someone else? So if we're learning out from Nida, she's only ne'emenet if it's the same ma'isa. Mitoch she'ne'emenet al'atzma ne'emenes na'me le'bayla. It's one ma'isa. However, b'shar eduyos minolam. If she claims that she shechted the cow properly, she can eat the cow, but how then can someone else eat the cow? It's going to be a separate ma'isa achila. By nature, the only situation where we're going to have one ma'isa is the ma'isa bia. There you have one ma'isa, so you can't have a distinction between the two. So I think that's what the Ramban is saying, namely that if we're going to be learning out from the world of Nida, Nida is the case of Ischazek Yisura, Ein lo chabo ela chidusho. She's nemenet for herself, even though it's Chazek Yisura, and therefore she's nemenet for her husband because it's one ma'isa. But any other case of Ischazek Yisura, we have Xeris HaKosuv of Nida, of nemenet la'atzma. But however, it would not be a nemonis that would move on to someone else. According to Tosas Tirtzu, that the biyado neutralizes this Chazek Yisura, and therefore she's nemenet for everyone. But this is a very, very long-range, extreme example of biyado. Something which is, it's a biyada which is ain't a biyada until it's biyada. it's an extension. At some point it will become biyada. But not biyada that is currently at all. Yes? Yes. So in Achinami, so then her husband would not be able to eat kachim. Namely that the suffer of Allah Atzma.
No, I understand that. I'm saying Allah Atzma maybe it's for her. She has other Yisurim that don't apply nowadays because she's a Nida. That only applies to herself and not her husband.
Fine. So on that, in other words, the Vesafra Lala Atzma would only be Matir, the husband. Nemenet Leba'ala means for the Maisa Biyah, not for other matters. Okay. We'll stop over here. What we have left, that I'll begin with it next time, is simply this Tosis over here of Havei Davar She'Be'erva in terms of the status of Nida. Those who are learning Nida, we already covered this, but we'll deal with it briefly next time. What over here is the Havamin and the Maskana of Tosfos. And then, Mirtz Hashem, we'll move over to Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Right, we'll continue with the Gemara Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Basically, two topics to discuss. One is the concept of Chad Osi Baal Ma'arer Upasulei. So we have over here Rashi and Tosos Dibramaskul Chad. Tosos Dibramaskul Chad. What's the status of Eid Echad Bahakhasha? One against one. So I would suggest to you, after learning Rashi and Tosos Alatar, to look in Yoredeya at the end of Siman Aleph. The last Siman Aleph of Yoredeya deals with Eid Echad Bahakhasha. And the Gra, the Bir HaGra over there on the last Sif in Siman Aleph in Yoredeya. And then the main topic which is raised over here is Gemara for the first time quotes Rish Lakish, Eidem Achasum Al Hashtar Nase Kemisha Nechkara Eidusan Bebezdin. What does this mean in our sugya? And what are the implications of this for the world of shtaros? So my suggestion would be that since the Reb Chaim on the Rambam quotes the relevant literature, is to go straight to the jugular, to go straight to the Reb Chaim, and in Perek Gimel Hilchos Eidus in the Chibur Halacha Dalid, and Linedra, I'll give you Mari Makamos to fill it out. How far does the status of Eidim Chasum El Ashtar Nasek Mishnukna Dusum Abez didn't go? Right? That should bring us up to Rava Mataimelo Amar Karaba. If you want to, you can continue until the end of the Amud without difficulty. And see the Tosas, we'll get to that soon. Because the next large sugya we'll deal with will be on Daf Gimel Amadeis in terms of Machokas between Rav Meir and Rav Elazar, Avede Chasima Karte and Ede Mesira Karte. But in terms of the Gimel, so again, we're just leaving the Gvulas of Eretz Yisrael. I know we didn't do it. I know Rav Bednarsh gave a chabura on it. We'll get to it. We'll get to it in Mirtz Hashem when we get to Daf Dalad and Daf. Yes?